Hey, this is Alan Wyatt with AwesomeFishingRadio.com. We'd like to thank all of our listeners on the air and on iTunes and remind you that if you'd like more information about any of our guests, any of our products, or if you'd like to go fishing with Captain Keelan and chart our trip, just come to AwesomeFishingRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank our sponsors, Andy Thornell Company, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, Malibu Kayaks, Mudhole, Rolls Axle, and Coastal Angler Magazine.
And welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio, and all I can say is first day of ICAST, and Captain Blake, have your feet fell off yet?
I was pretty sure I was going to need a wheelchair before the end of the day. It was extremely tiring.
Well, it's a wheelchair in my butt, man. I want one of them electric carts like the old people use. But I'm older than you. But, you know, I just wanted to say, I think we came to ICAST today, and I don't think that you really had a concept of how large it was, did you?
No, not at all. When we were walking over the concourse to look down at ICAST through the glass windows, and it was literally probably five of the biggest probably tackle show slash fishing expos I've ever seen combined into one. So it was pretty exciting to see.
You know, this is the who's who of fishing. Everything from product to personalities, whether it be Awesome Fishing Radio being there, or Ricky Murphy from Sportsman's Adventures, to Blair Wiggins, to Bill Dance, to Jimmy Houston. Everybody that is who's who is at ICAST.
Yeah, definitely. We saw a lot of celebrities, but not only that, we're seeing a lot of tackle companies that we have not gotten to see in our local market, because most of the time they're up in the North market or even the China market, which had a big influence here today. So we're seeing a lot of really, really interesting tackle. Not only that, anglers from each one of those specific areas that those are offered. So it's been really cool to get to see all that as well.
You know, what I liked about ICAST is, you know, we go into this fly shop or this bait and tackle shop, and they'll have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but and understand, that's the stuff they pick for their shop. And so the company, Pelagic, you know, you find a few of them in some of the bait and tackle stores, and they might have a pair of shorts and a hat and a visor and all that, but, you know, they don't have the full line of product. And by coming to this show, and this ain't something that's open to the public, it's mainly to dealers and media, and so that's how we were there. But, you know, by coming to this show, you're able to see the full line of product that company has, whether it be Rapala, everything that they have, versus Williamson, you know, everything that you would ever want. But like I said, you get to see all their product, not just one or two items that person might pick to put in their shop.
Absolutely. I mean, just walking into some of the booths and seeing how extensive each one of their departments is, you know, just speaking about the Rapala booth, walking in there, and just how massive it was. I mean, and you've got Williamson jigs, you've got Suffix, you've got the Rapala lures, you have Trigger X, VMC hooks, and VMC weights as well on some of the tungsten weights. It's amazing to see all of that. And then also, even the northern market coming down now, we have some of the otter products and even some of the ice augers at the Rapala booth, which is something we don't get to see in Florida. I didn't even know what it was. We thought they were post hole diggers, but it's for the ice fishing communities. And it's really cool because these are parts of the fishing world that we don't get to see down here in the Florida market.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking if I needed to set some fence post or something out in the pasture, that would have been a perfect thing, that ice auger. Looks almost identical to one of those post hole diggers, maybe a little bit larger diameter. But, you know, again, like I said, you had everything from Suffix, like you said, to you had the like Seaguar, fluorocarbon. Anything and everything is the who's who of being here. You know, Blake, I wanted to say, too, that we appreciate ICAST allowing Awesome Fishing Media Radio in there. And, you know, it's a unique experience. A lot of times this show is out in Vegas, and we don't normally fly out there for it. We were in this back a couple years ago when it was in Orlando also. But anyhow, it's a great show, fantastic time, really enjoyed it. We're going to talk a little bit more about a couple people that we actually got time to sit with and talk with on our next broadcast about the show. But next best thing to fishing?
Talking about fishing.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
See them? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
I can't see them. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see them.
Put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga Grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round. And we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff headgear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you're will never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the springs. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com
or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.